the week that was here on the K92 Morning Thang. Lots of stuff and things going down.
Things take place.
Yeah, they do. And we look back on them. We say, okay, these are the three biggest moments of the week. We start with sabotage because we all do it. Mm-hmm. We all sabotage ourselves.
Yes, we do.
Why? I don't know why.
If we could answer that question, then we probably wouldn't do it.
You see, here we are sabotaging ourselves. We don't even allow ourselves to answer that question. Why we enjoy making our own selves fail is beyond me, but we definitely all do it. Like Antoine does it with his running playlist, Total Sabotage.
I self-sabotage all the time because, like, when I'm going on a run, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, all right, you want a new playlist, Antoine. Antoine, you want a new playlist. You've been listening to the same playlist every run, every day. You want a new one. So then I'll pick a new one. I'll be halfway into the run and be like, I want my old playlist. I want the songs that I know.
These songs are stupid.
What is this new stuff?
The sabotage, of course, happens too, as you go back to the old playlist and you'd be like, I'm sick of all these songs.
Exactly.
It's stupid.
It's a cycle.
The hardest thing about new stuff.
You got to get used to it.
We don't like it because it's new.
Exactly.
But then we're sick of the old stuff. We're like, stupid old stuff.
Tired of this.
There is nothing better than that sweet spot of about 4 days when you really, really, really like a song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
When you could just listen to it on repeat over and over again.
And I'll do that sometimes. You'd be driving in the car and it is all feeling just right. You know what? Hit that one again there. Uh-huh. Play that one more time, DJ, and do it again. It's so good. And then it's so sad that that wears off. That needs to be a pill.
Yes,
need a pill.
Here.
Right. If you can keep me there on that song forever, that would be amazing to be able to do that. Of course, we'd never do anything new. We'd never listen to a new song.
We'd never move on.
Yep. We'd still be listening to Madonna. We'd be ready to roll.
Like
all right, top moments of the week. Again, we count them down. This is one we were talking about, irrational anger.
Yes.
And just things that make you irrationally angry. And Antoine has had it with furniture. He's mad at furniture commercials, specifically one that was dealing with moving. Antoine is furious with a furniture commercial.
Yes, this family get new furniture.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so they had to move their old furniture out to get their new furniture in. And when I tell you, it looked like they were throwing a party. Like, they were so happy to be lifting those couches and lifting that love seat and moving that entertainment center. Nobody. I have moved multiple times. I have helped people move multiple times. We are never smiling.
No.
We are never happy. We only want it to be over.
And I'm sure, Antoine, in this commercial you speak of, everybody, in addition to looking happy, they all look clean and not sweaty, which is what you don't look like.
They had polo shirts with collars on. They had, like, you know, Stacey Adams shoes and heels. I'm like, where are the sweatpants and the hoodies and the dirty t-shirts at?
Moving's the worst.
It's the worst. And when you lie about it in commercials, it makes me very upset because I've been through that and I know it's not like that.
Does it bother you, too, when you see commercials from moving companies and all those people look really happy, too? We're having a great day here.
I don't understand it. Like, nobody's happy when they're moving.
Yep.
Everybody's lying.
And how are they so organized? Everything looks so organized.
Oh, yeah. They have appliances, bathroom. All the boxes are labeled and everything's in the boxes.
Yeah. Stacked. They're all the same size. They're all like, ain't nobody got boxes from the leftover bananas from the grocery store like normal people do.
I need to see somebody carrying around like a charger in their hand. Like, oh, we've got to put this in the box. So now I'm just carrying random stuff. This is one flip-flop I forgot to pack away.
Kroger bag with a bunch of random things in it. Yeah, exactly. Top moments of the week. This was glorious. We enjoyed watching this entire thing unfold. We go all the way back to Friday on this one because we go Friday to Friday on this jam. Is Monica's knowledge or lack thereof.
Oh, I love this.
Of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys songs.
Oh.
Yep. It was... Really, what was fun was to listen to Monica sing the songs in her head. What'd you say?
It was a setup.
It was. Yes, it was. It was a trap. It was a setup, and we enjoyed it. Monica Brooks singing Backstreet Boys and NSYNC songs, trying to figure out which ones belong to whom here on your K92 Morning Thang Top Moments of the Week.
I'm going to give you a song.
Oh.
A song title. You have to tell me if it was sang by NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys.
No. Come on.
Yes. God must have spent a little more time on you.
God must have spent a little time with you.
That's exactly what it sounded like, too.
I'm going Backstreet.
Incorrect.
What?
That was NSYNC.
This is terrible.
It's great.
The one.
You are the one. Who is that sad? Who is sad? Okay.
I love your rendition. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. It's a lot of bounce with that one. Here we go. Okay, who had more bounce?
Show me the meaning of being lonely.
Show me the meaning of being alone. Show me.
That sounds like JT. I'm going NSYNC.
All right. That'd be incorrect.
Come on.
Oh, you stink so awesomely.
That was so great, though.
Oh, it was so good.
I feel like I got one.
I know.
We won. We definitely won.